Chapter 16, Promenade.
What's next for ballroom's hottest couple? What the fuck sums it up pretty well, actually. If you haven't heard of Yes Yeah, you might have been living under a rock. Ballroom couple Ye Bai Yi and Wang Xie, the same Wang Xie who previously competed as Xie Tie Luo Bo and Che Xie, have gone viral about once a month since they started dancing together, and recently became the second ever same-sex couple to take the gold at the prestigious and notoriously hidebound Wanderers Cup. We sat down with them to talk perfection, pranks, and partnership. Transcript. First of all, it's great to have you here. Shall we dive in?
By all means.
Let's start with your most recent win at the 2021 Wanderers Cup. You guys started dancing together, what, 3 months beforehand? And then came out of absolutely nowhere to mop the floor with partnerships that have been dancing together for years. Not to be melodramatic, but what the fuck?
What the fuck sums it up pretty well, actually. I mean, it's not that we didn't want to win, but we didn't exactly expect it.
At first, the plan was to ease into things, do a few smaller regional competitions and see how we went. But that idea went out the window pretty quickly.
That was on me.
What can we say? You're a goddamn diva.
At the time, Xie's father was going through an extremely messy legal battle. It seemed like there might have been some personal stuff too. Did that have anything to do with the decision?
First of all, I don't care what the paperwork says. Zhao Jing is not my father, so jot that down.
It had an impact in the sense that it was fucking stressful as hell.
I don't think I should get into the details when all of this still has to be hashed out in court, but we can talk about the public stuff. Zhao Jing did this interview.
That fucking interview.
I remember that one. It sounded bad.
Bad is the word for it, yeah. Cliff Notes version, Zhao Jing insinuated that I was too needy to be left unsupervised, and also that Yu Baiyi was somehow taking advantage.
Which is ridiculous on many levels. To start with, he was taking advantage of me.
Someone is going to take that out of context and say I'm a gold-digging poisoner. I'll wear something sexy to the funeral, though.
That's all I ask.
So, hang on, let's take a step back. How exactly did you start dancing together?
One goddamn kissing.
For any of our readers who don't know, that's Wen Kuaxiang, Latin ballroom champion, drag queen, socialite, accused murderer.
He was acquitted. But yeah, that's him.
Right, so what did he have to do with it?
Wen Kuaxiang throws these big parties at his house every so often, and he introduced us.
Introduced us? That's what you call it?
You tell it, then.
So I'm minding my own business, happily retired from all things rhythmic, and my useless layabout nephew...
That's Wen Kuaxiang's trophy husband.
Yeah, he drags me to this party, and Wen Kuaxiang and I start talking shop, as you do. And then, this was a few drinks in, so the details are foggy.
You questioned his dance skills. He said you were a follower, so your opinion didn't count, and you said, and I quote, I will lead a drunk, blindfolded stranger right now.
That's quite the claim.
I did it, didn't I?
You certainly did. I think I must have seen that video about 100 times.
You can thank Dupusa for that. Or more accurately, she should thank us. Her TikTok really took off when she started filming us.
I did want to ask you, Bai Yi.
There's your first mistake.
And here's my second, probably. You danced with Zhongshan Qin for almost your entire career up until he passed away. How does it feel to be dancing with someone else?
Christ.
That might be...
No, it's fine. Losing Chongqing was devastating. And then when we lost Rongxuan right after...
Bai Yi.
I'm fine. Anyway, I retired, obviously. Helped Yue Fengar set up the charity. The Rong Family Cancer Foundation, by the way. They do good work. Send a few bucks their way if you can. And then 5 years later, I danced with this obnoxious twink at a party.
And I hounded you until you unretired. Not that it took much.
Literally nothing, if we're being honest. Anyway, what's that like, you asked? I miss Chongqing. I think of him all the time, and I don't think that'll change. But I think he'd approve of Xie.
Excuse me? Not 3 days ago, you told me he and I would have clawed each other's eyes out.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely would have. I said he'd approve of you, not that he'd like you.
Xie, you also danced exclusively with one partner before you and Bai Yi met. I'm guessing that was a big change.
Huge. Actually, it's funny. I spend much less time actually training now than I did when I was competing with Xiao Jing, but I feel like I've made huge strides.
You have. Even from a purely technical point of view, you're consistently landing pretty much every gold move you used to trip over.
I'm spectacular. It's true. Or maybe I just have a spectacular partner.
Do you think it's just down to having a partner that suits you better?
In a sense. It's all about who I'm dancing with. But that's because I was a perfectionist when I danced with Xiao Jing. I had to be. Anything else wasn't acceptable.
You were overtraining.
To a really extreme degree, yeah. Actually, one of the best things about dancing with Bai Yi is that I've also started seeing his physiotherapist. She's a miracle worker.
Turns out making teenagers perform intense physical training for hours on end just gives them a shit ton of stress fractures and tendonitis. I'm still pissed about that, by the way. You give me so much shit about my one rotator cuff tear, and it turns out you're walking around held together with chewing gum.
Don't forget the spite.
So training less helped you improve?
It did. And the other thing, listen, with any kind of sport or competition where there's such an emphasis on physical aesthetics, if you have even a little bit of a perfectionist streak, it's very easy to end up in an unhealthy place. I'm still amazed I didn't end up with an eating disorder. It was close.
Very lucky for me, that. If he didn't eat my cooking, I don't know how I'd ever impress His Highness.
You'd have managed.
I guess I did help you figure out that dancing's supposed to be fun.
Is it?
Fun? Always. I mean, in the last week or so before a competition, when we're just drilling the syllabus over and over, less so. But aside from that, we practice 5 days a week, and almost all we do is hit shuffle and dance to whatever comes up. It's fun.
And when it stops being fun, it's time to call it and go do something else.
Fair enough. What's next? You changed the rules of ballroom, you broke everyone's expectations at competition. What do you have your sights set on?
Well, there's always a bigger trophy, isn't there? We're competing at the Faraway Cup in a few months, and we have showcases in Sydney and Auckland. And there's always another rule or regulation that's outlived its usefulness. Ballroom shouldn't be a dead thing. When we compete, we only change leads between dances. There are people trying lead change in the middle of the same dance. Trevor Koop and Jeff Fox are the people to Google for that. But if we do this at competition as a pair of men, well.
Change is slow. People make a lot of assumptions, and there are a few technical issues. The shoes.
Turns out he gets really wobbly if you put him in a thinner heel. Who knew?
We're gonna upset so many people. I'm truly reliving my glory days.
Reliving is nothing. These are your glory days. And we're gonna switch leads mid-foxtrot next time.
And maybe the Olympics?
What do you mean?
Wait.
A lot of dance sport organizations are trying to have international standard added as an Olympic sport.
Now you've done it. For those of you not in the room, CR just perked up like a damn meerkat. He's speechless. There are visions of gold medals dancing in his head.
This changes everything.
Should I ask again?
May as well.
What's next for your ballroom career?
Gonna get myself a gold medal, motherfucker. Ha 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 ha.
You sound like a goddamn Disney villain.
And what about outside ballroom? Any big plans?
Well, by the time this goes live, Wen Kaxing should have white hair.
What?
Oh, yeah. He was making fun of my skunk stripe.
How the turn does table.
Such a shame when a young man goes prematurely gray.
Not that we know anything about how that's gonna happen. We just think it will be poetic justice when it does.
It's probably better if I don't know anything else. What's next for the two of you?
Huh. I can't think of anything.
Me neither. We're kind of crushing it already.
What's next for us? Well, I'll cook dinner for this little emperor, and then tomorrow we've got drag brunch.
Oh, how do you feel about dogs?
They're better than humanity deserves.
Good answer. We should adopt a dog.
No purse dogs. I'll spend its whole life in fear of stepping on it.
We live in an apartment. Purse dogs are kind of it.
Actually, retired greyhounds make great apartment dogs.
Oh, that's perfect. Hang on, let me Google. Oh my god! They want light exercise once a day and then to nap the rest of the time. This is Yu Ba Yi in dog form.
That one's cute.
They're all cute. This is a problem. Here, Han Ying, come look. What do you think? The end.
I like when you get mad. I guess I'm pretty glad that you're alone. You said she's scared of me. I don't see what she sees, but maybe it's because I'm wearing your cologne.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for everyone involved, as well as the authors. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening. Most of the music used in this podfic is listed in the last chapter, chapter 17, of the text work in the playlist there. The music used as the openings and closings is Bad Guy Tango Style Cover featuring Ariana Savalas by Postmodern Jukebox. Producer's notes. This is actually, now that I think about it, supposed to be Han Ying. Thank you so much to everyone involved in this. This was originally sort of planned and created as an ITPE gift for Cantarina for ITPE 2021. And fingers crossed, hopefully, I get this done in time and can actually submit it. And because of that, I had to be very vague when trying to get people involved on Twitter. I didn't want to say the fandom, or I basically wanted to say nothing publicly on Twitter, because Cantarina is one of the mods, so they know that I am their gift giver. So and they follow me on Twitter, so everything that I say on Twitter is up for scrutiny, I guess, which meant that I had to be super, super secretive when I was creating this, and which means that I have, like I just sort of posted that I was doing a multi-voice, and that fandom didn't Like, fandom knowledge wasn't really necessary, which I believe is true. Like, I mean, it enhances it, but you don't actually have to know all the intricacies of Word of Honor fandom to actually understand the fic and to enjoy it. So, yeah, so I have a whole bunch of people in participating in this who have never, ever touched C-drama fandoms before because they just were willing to help me out. And so I want to give like an extra thanks to all of those people because they probably, I don't know for sure, but probably are, at least a lot of them, are tackling Mandarin names and pronunciations for the very first time. I provided a couple of pronunciation guide type links. One of them was to a YouTuber who did a YouTube video about the meanings of the names in Word of Honor, which had a bunch of the names. And another is a fandom pronunciation guide by Lunatique, who actually, like, it started out as quite a partial guide, and by the time I checked again at the end, had basically every name that I came across in this podfic, which was extremely, extremely helpful for me, because this was my second podfic in the fandom. And again, for a lot of the voices, this was their first C-drama fandom. So having that, it's really helpful. So thank you so much to both of those sources. And thank you so much to the podfickers who went out on a limb to help me out with this. I hope you enjoyed it. I actually knew I wanted to podfic this like halfway through reading it. It was an utter delight. And then both of the creators have blanket permission, which, yeah, just, I'm so happy. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for listening. I think I just realized that the voice that I'm kind of going for Shiar, that I have sort of tripped my way into, is actually very, very close to my Azula voice from Embers, like from Avatar The Last Airbender. And I don't hate that. Huh.
This is Waltz Tango Foxtrot, Opal Song's super secret ITPE possible multi-voice thing that, yes, anyway.